beautiful College Inn Porterhouse in Chicago's famous Hotel Sherman, it's time now for your family to join the millions of families from coast to coast and listen to America's favorite, Don McNeil and his Breakfast Club. And now here he is, your Toastmaster, Don McNeil.
Good morning, Breakfast Clubbers. Good morning to you. We woke up bright and early just now. Howdy do ya. First call to breakfast for all of you out there.
America, wake up, breakfast club.
Well, good morning to you all. Isn't it great that we have people and students from so many different places here this morning? And I'm very sorry that Dick Noel isn't here to greet him, but Dick had a kind of a bad throat yesterday, and he has a strep throat, so he's at home resting up so that he'll be able to come back here again and be with you on Monday morning. Before I get to these groups here, I want to kind of get my groups in place so I know who is where and which is why, because I'm going to ask you, and I want you to be thinking about this particular question. Thought it'd be interesting to ask a spokesman from each one of these classes that I mentioned this question. Describe how you think you might look and live when you've reached the peak of success in life. I want to hear some of those answers. And I'm going to do it here in just a minute. Right now it's 4:30 past 8 Chicago time. A spokesman from Martinville, Minnesota, coming up here, please. Select one of your group. And I'd like to talk to Rita Chris, K-R-Z-E, Chriszewina, is that it? From Wausaukee, Wisconsin, too. All right, two young ladies coming up here. One is, she's leaving. Goodbye. The other one is coming up here, though, I believe. You are Rita?
Shavina.
Rita Shavina from Wausaukee.
Yes.
Nice to see you, Rita. Rita, I do. You asked me a question on the card, and I thought it might be a good way to start out the program with a couple of real funny jokes. She wrote on the program, "Do you want to hear a couple of dillies?" And I certainly would. I do. Would you tell me a couple of dillies?
Dilly dilly.
What?
Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly. Thank you. There. You are
Jerry Dober from Martinville.
Jerry Dober. Jerry, are you in athletics there at all in the school?
Yes, I participate in some.
Which, baseball, basketball?
Oh, baseball, football, basketball.
It works, huh?
Yeah.
Jerry, you are going to graduate this year, and then what are you going to do?
Don't know for sure yet.
Huh?
I don't know for sure yet. College, I suppose.
Good. I hope you make it. Have you been accepted in any college yet?
They haven't applied for admission yet.
Oh, well, you better get around to it, boy. A lot of other fellows are doing the same thing. All right, Jerry, what's your last name?
Dobert.
Jerry Dobert. Jerry, the question this morning for you high school guys is and gals is this. Years from now, I don't know how many years it'll be in your case, when you've reached the peak of your success, what are you going to look like and think like and be like? Just describe yourself as you think you might be.
Oh, I suppose selling apples down on a straight street or something like that.
Yes. Well, Sam has almost got there, but he never quite made it. No, but seriously, what would you like to be?
Oh, in the engineering field, I suppose, somewhere, I suppose.
The engineering field. Yeah. I can just see you now sitting up in the big skyscraper in New York. You've got engineers working for you all over the country.
Sure.
Your wife is at home with your 16 children waiting for you.
Well, at least that many. Yeah. At least that many. Wow. I mean, yeah. Good start.
How much a year do you think you'd be making there?
10 years from now?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know, maybe 12,000, 14,000.
Why, sure, it's a snap, no trouble at all.
And boy, it depends on the price of apples.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, Jerry, lots of luck to you, whatever you do, boss. Well, if you're not selling apples, maybe you'll be in the Air Corps. All right, let's get to a young gal who's only been out of high school herself for 3 years, hasn't reached the pinnacle of success yet, but is certainly on her way, Carol Ann Jarvis. This particular tune that you're going to sing for us, Carol Ann, this morning, is... This is your record, isn't it?
Yeah, this is the other side.
This is the other side of the one you sang for.
A B record.
Okay, and what's it called?
Lover Boy.
Oh, say, No, I was going to say maybe I'll get one of these fellas up here, but there are too many lover boys in the audience. You just sing it to all of them.
Lover boy, lover boy, you're my lover boy, lover boy, lover boy, lover boy, lover boy. When you hold me in your arms, I melt away. Every inch of me wants you to stay.
You almost ran out of ammunition there, didn't you? That takes a lot of wind. Very nice. Lover Boy. By the way, that snarling saxophone in there was played by Lee Knight, who's going to get a... What?
The Hawk. The Hawk.
Is that what he's called, the Hawk? Why do you call him the Hawk?
Look at him.
Hope you're able to afford a new reed tomorrow, Lee. Let's get a representative of Lewiston and Emmons, Minnesota, out there. Better do these two at a time here, so we'll be sure and get them all on. Lewiston and Emmons, Minnesota, sent their senior classes here. I'd like to see a representative from each. Here comes one. Where's the other? Come right up here, sir. And the teacher's looking around there. Oh, boy.
Come on, get up here, she said. Come on, get up there, get up there. Get up there, the man's calling.
There we are. All right. Let's see who we have here.
Francis Smithuber.
And you're from?
Emmons.
All right, Francis. You are about to get out of the place?
Yeah, I hope so.
Where you spent 4 happy years.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, Francis, right over here, please. I want you to meet...
Donna Ray Meyer.
From?
Lewiston.
Yeah. Francis, Donna Ray. All right, we'll start with you now, Francis, since you were up here first. 2 years from now, we'll not say how many, you've reached the pinnacle of your success. Where will you be, do you think? How much will you be earning? What kind of a family will you have? What will you be doing? What are you going to look like?
Oh, I think I'll just rent a hotel room and stay there for a while.
What do you mean? For the next 12 years?
Well, I don't know how I'm going to make money then, but when I get to the top of my success, that's what I'll do.
when you get to the top, your idea of the reaching the pinnacle of success is to be able to rent a hotel room. You ought to get together with that guy who sells apples there. You guys can do well, yeah. I tell you what, I want to pursue this a little bit. You interest me. Supposing you two sit down here, and I'll get to you in the next quarter hour, and we'll pursue this a little further, okay? Fine, just sit right down and think things over now at 13 and a half minutes past 8, Chicago time. Donna Meyer from Lewiston, Minnesota, right?
Right.
Sitting next to me now, one of the senior class gals. And you tell me about yourself when you reach the peak of your career.
Oh, I don't know. I guess I'm going to be a teacher.
Oh, that's great. What are you going to teach, do you think?
Third grade.
You got the grade and everything?
Yeah, I guess so.
Have you got the job?
No.
What do you mean? That's your ambition, to teach the third grade?
Yes.
Would you like to go on up? Fourth, fifth, sixth?
No.
Why'd you pick the third grade?
Well, because then they know something, but yet they aren't too smart for me.
That's very good. Well, Donna, you can see yourself, can you, let's say 10, 15 years from now, teaching the third grade?
Yes, I guess so.
Well, supposing there was a man who was teaching the fourth grade, and he was a nice-looking fella, just kind of your type. What is your type, by the way?
Oh.
Any man at all. Well, that's what I am.
I didn't say that.
I know you didn't. So you and this fellow start going steady, and pretty soon you get married. Does that sound good?
Sounds very good.
Yeah. But you keep on teaching the third grade, and he keeps on teaching the fourth grade. And by golly, before many more years, you and this fellow start populating the kindergarten.
Oh, my God.
And pretty soon, and in several more years after that, you're teaching your own children in the third grade. Does this sound good?
Oh, I don't know.
You've just heard the story of your life. Well, let's see if it turns out that way, huh?
Okay.
I didn't quite finish with this gentleman here who's going to be in the hotel room for the next 15 years. By the way, why don't you make it to Sherman? But better put in your application soon, because they're pretty well filled up here. Your name was Francis...
Smith-Huber.
Yes, from Emmons, Iowa. Francis, you're such a serious-looking guy. Do you always look like that?
Oh, I don't know.
Huh?
I suppose.
Really? I mean, after all, it's kind of restful to smile once in a while. Rest the face, you know. You been up all night?
No.
No. How much of the night were you up?
Oh, I don't know.
Most of the night, huh? Yeah. I thought that's probably what you had in mind when you said you want to stay in a hotel room for the next week.
Yeah.
Want to get some sleep, huh? Now, seriously, what is your ambition, Francis?
Oh, I'd like to go to college.
Good. And study what?
Engineering.
Engineering. Fine. We've got another engineer coming up here. How big a family would you like to have?
I think I'm going to be a bachelor.
What have you got against girls?
Oh, I don't...
Huh? They're nice.
Yeah, I know that.
You just don't want to be tied up to one, eh?
That's right.
That's right, yeah. Well, it'll certainly be interesting to see, Francis, whether you still retain your bachelorhood about 10, 15 years now. Of course, if you never get out of that hotel room, you might at that. Nice to talk to both of you kids. Thank you very much. We'll get some more. Very interesting. All right, now I'm going to ask you all to join me, if you will, in a moment of silent prayer. Each in his own words, each in his own way. For a world united in peace, let us bow our heads and pray. It's memory time around the breakfast table. Mrs. Louise Keller, Paramount, California, sent this very short little poem in to me, and it's a good one. I guess God meant that we should kneel to do the things that make life good, to bathe the baby in his tub, to polish fragrant wood, to light a fire on the hearth, to tend a flower bed. God didn't make us reach for these. He just made us kneel instead.
with a spot in my heart which no other may own. There's a depth in my soul never sounded or known. There's a place in my memory, my life that you fill. No other can take it. No one ever will. Sure, I love the dear silver that shines in your hair, and the brow that's all furrowed and wrinkled with care. I kiss the dear fingers so toil-worn for me. Oh, God bless you and keep you, Mother McCree.
Caroline Jarvis singing for you. Caroline, we certainly have enjoyed having you as our guest singer of the week this week.
Well, I just laughed for one whole week.
Oh, it's great to have you. And don't forget, Breakfast Clubbers, as we bring you these new voices, new to our program anyway, we're searching for the one to be a permanent member of our crew, and we're looking to your comments, and thanks so much for the ones you've already sent in. Your comments, your votes to help us decide for the right one. So let us hear from you. So far, let's see, since Betty Johnson left us for Wedding Bells 8 weeks ago, you've heard Wyoma Winters of Indianapolis, Eileen Rogers from Pittsburgh, Julie Vernon, Marshalltown, Iowa, Joan Fairfax from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, Connie Francis from Newark, New Jersey, Maureen Arthur of St. Louis, Ginny Gibson of Rochester, New York, and this week, Caroline Jarvis of San Bernardino, California. Next week on The Breakfast Club, you'll meet a young gal from Fresno, California, Ann Leonardo. I hope that you'll be listening so you can help judge her along with the others. There'll be quite a few others before we're through with this little deal, too. Many times before, you've given us your opinions, and such talented folks as Betty Johnson and Johnny Desmond and Eileen Parker and Peggy Taylor and Patsy Lee and others became Breakfast Club regulars thanks to you. So let's not forget that we found Dick Noel in this very same way, and we hope Dick will be better very, very soon and back with us. Yes, sir, we're going to miss our old friend Stumbles, Dick Noel, who is out with a sore throat this morning. So he won't be marching, but Sam will and some of the gang here, and why don't you join him at home? Everybody march! Mighty good marching. Mr. Peterson, as long as you're standing there...
Yes, sir.
Cliff Peterson I was talking to, and as long as there's so many of the young people here from Minnesota this morning, I thought that it would be kind of nice if you would sing their native chant for them.
I would be very happy to, for all my friends.
Friends, the Minnesota theme song by Cliff Peterson.
The Minnesota Minnesota polka, floating on the breeze. The Minnesota polka, underneath the trees. The Minnesota polka, dripping off the spray. With the coffee pot and the smorgasbord, we'll dance the night away. They cut down a tall pine tree, and they made a floor to dance on. In the branches they made a fire, and then they filled the coffee pot on. They teed up the fiddle and harmonic drum, accordion and old banjo. Sitting on a bale of hay, then the band begins to play the dance was on, the dance was on. The Minnesota polka, floating in the breeze. The Minnesota polka, underneath the trees. The Minnesota polka, where the rippling walkers play. With coffee pot and a smorgasbord, they dance the night away. We'll dance the night away, we'll dance it far away.
Thank you, Cliff. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I hope you'll be able to go to Duluth someday, your old hometown.
You think they let me in?
I think they will. I think they'll let you back after that. Let's see what Aunt Fanny has on her mind this morning. Aunt Fanny, come in. Yeah, here's her old friend Aunt Fanny. How are you, Aunt Fanny?
Oh, I'm free. You giving away something this morning in the shape of phonograph records or what?
No, we got all these teenagers here, though.
Well, you sure have. Yeah. I'll tell you, I've never saw so many in my life.
All seniors.
All the young ones that's in the high schools now. It's a full of life.
Yes.
They're just wonderful. Now, when I was in school, I got along all right, but Mert was always so bashful.
Oh?
So terrible shy.
Is that so?
She won a prize one time for being the shyest one in the class.
Really?
We never found out what it was. She was too bashful to go and get it. But I think it's just wonderful to see young people out now the way they are. What brings them here today? I mean, is the school out now?
No. These are senior trips, you see, that they make before they graduate.
What do they call that?
I think they call them skip trip.
Oh.
Skip
now,
day.
We never had that. Well, I've saw many days I would have just as soon skipped. But in school, we had what we called, it was a kind of a sneak day.
Sneak day?
Well, yes, when we left. And the whole bunch of us went out to Dinglinger's Grove and Picnic Patch.
Oh.
We had a wonderful time there. We all sat around. We had an all-day sing and supper on the grass.
My.
Yes, we had, I don't know which was the kind of the most in the way, the mosquitoes or the chaperones. We had chaperones.
Those, yeah.
Chaperones is people that's too old to get in the game, but they'd like to know the score.
I think you've struck fertile ground here.
I never minded chaperones too much.
No, I never did either.
I just always thought it was none of their business. But I don't know. People talk about young people today and young people in my few years ago.
Few years, of course, yes.
And they say, I just don't think that things is like they used to be. Well, now, you know, I don't have that feeling at all.
Really?
No, I think the same things is going on. I just think there's different people doing it.
Well, I think that's right.
Don't you?
Yes.
But I'll tell you, I look at these here young faces and these handsome young fellas and the beautiful girls, and it just makes me absolutely sick.
Goodbye, Aunt Fanny. Oh, that's terrific. Okay, Gene, what's your ambition?
Be a band teacher.
Oh, you too, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You like playing the band. What do you play?
Clarinet and piano.
Clarinet? Oh, you and I ought to get together. I used to play clarinet, too, before they caught up with me. Yeah, I may even play it again one of these days. Gene, you want a family, of course.
It'd be nice.
Yes, I should say. Have your own little band at home, huh? That'd be great.
I don't know whether I can afford that many or not.
Really? You'll probably be making $15,000, $20,000 a year.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
What do you think of music? Now, you're a musician yourself. What do you think of some of this stuff like Hound Dog and All Shook Up? How you like that?
Well, it's all right once in a while.
Oh, but you prefer, what do you prefer?
Oh, Dixieland.
Dixieland.
And classical music, a little of it.
Oh. Would you like us to give you a little shot of Dixieland here?
I'd like a
little. We got one of the finest groups for Dixieland you ever heard. See if you think I'm right. Give them a little sample. Yes, sir. They also play classical. They can even play Hound Dog if you want it. Plenty of that stuff. Just one more morsel of advice for you graduating high school students. You'll be going out in the world now, you'll be searching for happiness, and let me show you how one fellow has found happiness. He writes jokes. He sends them in to me. His name is John Delaney. John Delaney in Cincinnati. Listen how utterly happy this guy is. Listen. He says, a lady was frying a fish the other day, and the fish turned itself over in the frying pan. She figured it would because somebody had told her it was a Pennsylvania turnpike. This man's happy. He's happy. Here's another one. He said, our neighbor has a box of tomato plants on the front of his car. He says he's hoping for a bumper crop this year. That's what it takes to make one guy happy.
Have a wonderful time for yourselves over the weekend, and be sure and be with the Breakfast Club Monday. And speaking for the whole gang here, be good to yourselves.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.